You have to travel to a city you've never been to for work, but you only have so much money. It's your per diem. Well, there's a GSA calculator that can tell you how much money you'll get. GovLoop has taken it a step further. GovLoop's new online tool finds not only hotels, but also places to eat, and the government does give you money for food, right? So here to talk about the calculator and how all of this happened, president and founder of GovLoop, Steve Ressler. Mr. Ressler, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the per diem calculator. What prompted you to create this?
Yeah, so for those who are interested in it, it's at tools.govloop.com. And basically, when I was a federal employee, I traveled a lot because I was an auditor, traveling lots of sites. And the first thing I always wanted to know is what are the best hotels I could stay at in the city under my per diem rate? What are the best restaurants? And what are the things to do in the city? So whether that's nightlife or if there's a Cubs game going on, if I'm going in Chicago. And I was basically going to 20 different sites to do this. So I'd go to, you know, the GSA site to find the per diem. I'd go to TripAdvisor to find hotels. I'd go to Yelp to get food. And basically what we've done with new technologies using APIs has brought all that information in one spot so you can quickly type in the zip code or the name of the city you're going to, and you quickly get the best stuff in that city that you can print out, you can save as PDF, and take with you on the road.
So then, technologically speaking, it's not that you have to go, you don't have to go and find all this information and accumulate it. It'll just happen magically on my smartphone, right?
Basically, it's, part of it is the using lots of the different data available. So this is part of the, you know, Obama initiative. There's all these new data, and how can you put it together to make it smart? And basically, we took three or four sets of data. We used GSA data. We use Yelp, which is a place where you can submit reviews, and we used another data set called Eventful, which lists great events in city, and we've smashed it all together and put an easy interface on it. So you just type in the city your name, and magic happens, as my mom says.
I love it when magic happens. Now, this is specifically tailored for federal workers?
It's specifically tailored towards federal workers. What we've talked to a number of state and local government workers as well, who also, some of them follow the GSA per diem, so some of them use it as well, but it's tailored for the federal employee.
And this adds more layers and more information than what the GSA calculator has, right? That's how I understood what you just explained.
Yeah, it's basically the best thing I would say is, you know, you go to a city and you want to know a couple things. Where to eat, so what, you know, where can you eat, whether that's that great Mexican restaurant in L.A. that you forgot the name of, or it's the deep dish pizza in Chicago, it'll tell you where to go there. Or maybe it's the great bar you're looking for or museum in that city. It gives you all the color around it, not just how much money you get. And the last cool piece, which we just added on the per diem calculator, is it also shows what other GovLoop members are in your city. So GovLoop's a community of 35,000 people that work in government. And say you're going to Chicago, you can hit a button and find all the other people in Chicago. So if you want to meet another Fed in that city, maybe learn from them, it's an opportunity to reach out and connect like that.
So it's offered then as an app, say, for an iPhone?
Currently, right now, it's specifically located on the web. So it's tools, TOOLS.govloop.com. So that's the number one way to get it right now. And once you get the information, you can either save it as a PDF, you can print it, you can email it to your boss. You can do whatever you want to do with it. And we actually have an iPhone app in process, but it's not live as of right now.
Ooh, that's really exciting. So Steve Ressler, we're talking with him right now. He's the founder and president of GovLoop, talking to us about this nifty new per diem calculator. When you put together something like this, when you're able to gather all these different pieces of data from different sources and then put context around it so it's no longer just data, it's actual information that's actionable information for your, audience, where do you see it going from here? I mean, a calculator that can tell you where to eat or where to stay, and then you expand it to who else is going to be out there who might have some common interests with you. Where can it go from there? What can you add to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, I think there's some great opportunities to add even more reviews around it. So right now there's already a lot of reviews about the best places to eat, but maybe you care only about the three people at your office. So adding those kind of reviews into the calculator is one thing we're looking for. Making it mobile is another thing. And just generally what we're looking for is exactly what you said. How to make data into information that's usable. There's so much data out there. There's so much news out there. How can we create tools that make your life in government as a federal employee easier? And per diem calculator was one that always killed me because I spent a lot of time, wasted a lot of time trying to plan my trips. And we're thinking through other tools and calculators like that that we can help with. So if you have any ideas, feel free to shoot me an email at founder@govloop.com or find me on Twitter @govloop, and would love to hear your feedback on the calculator and just generally.
And I wanted to ask about the cost of the calculator, what it costs somebody to get their hands on it, and what it cost you to put it together. Was it very hard to create this?
Well, for all people who use it, it's free. It's like everything on GovLoop. It's free, so don't worry about that. And so just go to the site and use it. And I think what's the beauty about innovation and new technologies is it's not extremely expensive. You know, basically had one developer work on it for a couple weeks, and we built it. So it's pretty impressive. You know, I know on your show you talk a lot about innovation and government and new technologies, and this is just another example of how government data can be used and manipulated in different ways real quickly to make government better. So I hope there's a lot more of these going on. I'm sure there will be, in both inside of government and outside.